Keys to Living a Worry-Free Life by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 6:27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Worry and anxiety seem to be at an all-time high. Like many, you may feel overwhelmed with social media's constant updates on changing world events. This continual source creates an atmosphere of uncertainty, wondering what will happen next, causing millions to live on the edge at the possibilities. Still, God urges, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. In this type of cultural climate, you might ask, how is this even possible in the present-day atmosphere to live worry-free? Scripture explains the key to living anxiety-free as this. Instead of focusing on turbulent times, dedicate time and attention to prayer, petition, and thankfulness to God. Philippians 4:6. Psalm 91:2 encourages you to look to the Lord as your refuge and fortress, trusting in Him rather than what's happening in the world. As Isaiah 41:10 urges, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. By choosing to trust God and follow His strategy for living, rather than depending on an ever-changing, unpredictable, shaky humanity, you'll begin to see some of your anxiety and worry disappear. Psalm 50:15 instructs us to call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver, and you will honor me. Likewise, Psalm 55:22 states, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Maybe, though, you're not even sure why you feel so anxious. If so, Psalm 139:23 encourages you to ask this. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Or maybe you're not focused on world events, but consumed with worry about just meeting your daily needs. If so, Matthew 6:8 describes how your Father in heaven knows what you need, even before you ask Him. Take comfort in realizing God already sees what you need before you ask. Like Isaiah 65:24 describes, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. If you feel it's all up to you to survive, choose rather to believe what Psalm 54:4 assures. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. No matter how unstable the world becomes, Psalm 23:6 describes God's faithfulness to you like this. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.